Unit 10. The future of your job in the age of AI.
Emilio Costa, a worker at a warehouse, is picking orders from miles of shelves. He has a coworker, Wally. It's a robot powered by artificial intelligence, or AI. And he isn't alone. Doctors are beginning to rely on AI for diagnosing diseases. Machines are taking the wheel from truck drivers. And even chefs have robotic line cooks, says Martin Ford, a published author.
It doesn't matter whether you're working in a factory, sitting at a desk, or working in the service sector. If you're doing something that is fundamentally routine and predictable, that job is ultimately going to be threatened by a learning machine.
Will work ever be the same, or are we heading towards a jobless future? Melanie Wise is the CEO of Fetch Robotics. Her team builds autonomous robots that use sensors, cameras, and mapping algorithms to navigate warehouses.
So instead of a picker walking several hundreds of miles over the course of a week, they would give the goods to the robot, and the robot does all the transportation.
A big advantage for picker Emilio Costa.
The robots save me a couple hours in the day. They make my job easier.
At RK Logistics, which supplies high-tech companies with special parts, Fetch robots have become part of the workforce, says marketing director Landon Spring.
It wasn't about trying to replace people. It was about trying to use the people that we have, the employees that we have, for the tasks that they are good at and are interesting and that they want to be doing. We've not laid off one person because of robots. And in fact, because it's made us even more competitive, we've actually only been hiring.
Even so, mounting evidence suggests that the risk of robots replacing humans in the labor force is real. According to one study, about half our jobs are at high risk for automation. And it's not just manual labor, claims Martin Ford.
It's also your white-collar things. It's the jobs done by journalists and radiologists. And all kinds of other, you know, professional people that often have lots of education.
Historically, new technology has increased productivity and created new jobs. But this time could be different.
The machines are moving into that cognitive space. They're thinking. They're learning. They're adapting. They're doing things that used to be uniquely human. And eventually we're going to see an unprecedented disruption.
That kind of disruption is what concerns workers like Robert James.
Yes, it worries me because automation causes people to lose jobs.
James is a forklift operator at the Carrier factory in Indianapolis, a manufacturer of furnaces and air conditioners. He's also the vice president of their local union.
The company runs well. The benefits are good, so we don't need robots.
This factory may be a good indicator of where the manufacturing industry is heading. In 2016, the president of Carrier told employees at the Indianapolis factory that their jobs were moving to Mexico. Then, in November, the company struck a deal with President-elect Trump to keep around 700 jobs at the factory. But those jobs still aren't safe, as there are plans to introduce automation. That ultimately means that there will be fewer jobs.
We are in some cases seeing factories come back to their original country. But of course what happens is that the factories are then almost entirely automated. So the production is here, they're there, they're building something here, but there are very few jobs.
So what can we do if machines take our jobs? Well, one potential solution is something called a universal basic income, says Natalie Foster, co-chair of the Economic Security Project.
A universal basic income is the idea of income unconditionally given to everyone, regardless of how much work they do, where they work, where they live.
If this idea doesn't catch on, there may be other ways to prepare, like retraining programs or taxes on companies that replace workers with robots. But for Martin Ford, one thing is clear. There's no going back.
The worst thing to do is just to pretend that it's not going to happen and sit there and do nothing. Our challenge is to figure out a way to adapt to this future where people may be working less.